Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Monday, March 25th. Today on Forbes, how Elon Musk's buddy rode Tesla shares to become a billionaire. During a grueling time for Elon Musk 6 years ago, his friend, Antonio Gracias, a board member at Tesla and an early investor in the company, proved his mettle as both a supportive buddy and invaluable problem solver. It was the summer of 2018, and Gracias and Musk were working nearly around the clock to ramp up production of the electric car maker's Model 3. They were busy sorting out supply chain issues and manufacturing problems. For a few hours each night, they slept in adjacent conference rooms off the factory floor. Gracias, now 53 years old, described it as a, quote, all-hands-on-deck 24/7 operation, calling it the hardest thing he'd ever done. The two men rarely left the premises, even celebrating Musk's 47th birthday with a cake from the grocery store next door because they couldn't step away long enough for a proper party. Gracias, a fast-talking, Midwest-born and raised investor, became one of Tesla's first institutional investors in 2005 via his firm Valor Equity Partners and started investing in SpaceX about 3 years later, per Valor's website. Over the nearly two decades since then, Gracias' hands-on investment strategy and bets on Musk's companies have paid off. Forbes estimates that he's now a billionaire, thanks mostly to his Tesla shares and other investments made by Valor Equity Partners, which he founded in 2001 and which has $14.2 billion in regulatory assets under management. Along the way, he's become close friends with Musk, skiing and going on family vacations together. And Musk has invested in Gracias' Valor Equity Partners, putting $2 million in both its first and second funds, which surely lent the firm more credibility. Gracias declined to comment on his net worth or be interviewed by Forbes, but he has acknowledged in court proceedings that he amassed, quote, dynastic or generational wealth from investing in several of Musk's companies, including Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity. Gracias' friends, co-investors, and portfolio company executives describe him as intense, demanding, and always working. Keller Ronaldo Clifton, the CEO of delivery drone maker Zipline, says, quote, Antonio is surely the most wildly successful, impactful investor who nobody knows. Those who know him say what sets him apart is his willingness to help solve a company's unglamorous problems. Valor has a 20-person so-called scale team whose job is to work full-time to help portfolio companies do exactly that. Gracias' manufacturing expertise and a passion for cognitive science, inspired by his neurosurgeon father, have informed the strategy behind Valor's portfolio of early-stage and growth-stage companies, which have ranged from produce delivery, misfit markets, to artificial intelligence data, data miner, and defense software, Anduril. At an investors' conference in Florida in February, Gracias described Musk's and his firm's relationship with him as such. He said, quote, We can't all be genius engineers, but we can take the garbage out. We're good at that. Gracias was born in Detroit, Michigan, to immigrant parents. His dad is from India and his mom from Spain. His dad was a neurosurgeon and his mom is a trained pharmacist who ran a lingerie shop. When Gracias was in middle school, his mom gave him the money to make his first investment, $300 worth of Apple stock, which he still holds today. While in law school, Gracias launched an investment business, calling it MG Capital, a reference to his mother's initials. Using $400,000 from family, friends, and earnings from his few years working at Goldman Sachs, as well as a bank loan, MG Capital started more like a buyout firm, buying small, struggling manufacturing companies, aiming to turn them around and sell them for a profit. His first bet was on a California-based electronic plating plant, where he learned about operations by running it himself, flying back and forth between Chicago and Los Angeles to spend time on the factory floor. After Gracias told Zipline's Clifton that story, Clifton recalls thinking, quote, That sounds like the story of how someone lost a lot of money. I mean, how many law students would go and buy a factory that's probably on its way out? It's actually mind-blowing. Gracias agreed. In 2022, on the podcast Invest Like the Best, he said, quote, Only someone who's 24, 25 years old, super naive, could ever do something quite so dumb. But, he added, that they actually took the company from $10 million to $125 million in revenue before selling it. For full coverage, check out Phoebe Liu's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.